Family of God, let's pray. Father, as we come to your holy word today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, guide us and show us the way to everlasting and eternal life. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Friends, open your Bibles and listen, for these are the very words of God coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Brothers and sisters, these are the very words of God. Thanks be to God. Over the last couple of months, I have been reading a book about Mother Teresa's life and witness. And from this book, a story has been lingering in my mind all week. Mother Teresa belonged to a Christian group called the Missionaries of Charity, which Mother Teresa started many years ago. The story that has been in my mind is about an older Hindu man who is converted to Christ due to God's work in and through Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa encountered this man one day lying on the streets, and so she took him home to one of the many homes that the Missionaries of Charity have for those who are dying. For many days, she clothed him, she fed him, she bathed him. She engaged in conversations about Jesus with him, giving him the respect that he was due as a child of God. For since we all come from Adam and Eve, every single person, at least in one sense, as a child of God. And then soon, as it became clear that his death was becoming more and more imminent, she just began to whisper in his ear over and over and over again. You have nothing to be afraid of. Soon you are going to be with Jesus. Soon you are going to be with Jesus. This man, because he was recently converted and did not know very much about Jesus, looks into the eyes of this woman who had taken him off the streets, sheltered him, bathed him, clothed him, fed him, treated him with great dignity, and conversed with him about Jesus. And he weakly asked her, "This Jesus, is he anything like you?" And then he died. As we rejoice today in the celebration of Epiphany, the celebration of the manifestation or appearance of Jesus, not only to the Jewish people, but to the entire world, the story of this man who comes to know Jesus because of the life and witness of Mother Teresa keeps coming to mind for me. I think that it keeps coming to my mind because virtually every year when I pray with the Holy Scriptures that we just read and heard this morning, the figure or character second to the infant Jesus that leaps off the page for me is not the Magi or the wicked King Herod, but it's the star. It is the star that the Magi followed that led them to Jesus, God born in the flesh for the salvation of the world. If the star did not appear, presumably the Magi would have never found him, would never encountered God, and would have been left in ignorance about who God is and what the ultimate meaning of life is, as well as how to live a genuinely happy and authentic life following God. Similar to how God gave that star to those Magi, in every generation, God raises stars that help lead people to Jesus, his son, so that people who look upon those stars can learn about the truth of who God is and his covenantal love and mercy, as well as the truth of who we are as human beings and how we are called to live. In the story of this Hindu man who gets to know Jesus, Mother Teresa is a good example of a star who led him to know and experience Jesus. One other great leader of the church once wrote in a letter about hope, saying, "Life is like a voyage, a journey. But what's the destination? And how do we get there? And who shows us the way? Life is like a voyage across the sea that is often dark and greatly stormy. A voyage that we are often looking to the stars to show us the route. And the true stars are the people who live good and righteous and justice-filled lives for God, leading people to Jesus Christ. They are lights of God's hope." Jesus, of course, is the true light, the ultimate light, the sun that rises above all the shadows of human history. But this faithful leader of the church goes on to say, "But to draw us to Jesus, we need other lights that are closer by that can reveal or shine his light to us and show us the way." There are many great Christians who lead us and point us to Jesus. For this congregation, John Calvin, the faithful 15th century reformer in whom our church has its roots, has made a huge impact on our lives, whether we realize it or not. Through John Calvin's desire to help people correctly understand God, his holy word, and his ways, many of us have come to know God. Our Sunday school teachers, GEMS, cadets, kingdom kids, Bible study leaders are all lights to those that they teach and beyond. And may all of you and others who help in these kind of godly endeavors be blessed. Thank you for your service. There are also countless other lights close by in our lives that have made Jesus known to us and have taught us what it means to live a truly human life as God intends. As we rejoice in the celebration of Epiphany today and reflect on the stars in our lives who have drawn us to the Lord, I can't help but think that a challenge is being issued to all of us. The challenge is simply this: to be stars ourselves for the Lord. To be stars ourselves. Now, that might sound a little arrogant or egotistical at first hearing, but of course, we are not talking about stars like this media-obsessed culture that we live in. We are talking about God's stars. The challenge is not for us to be well-known on TV. The challenge is not for us to be on the front page of magazines or at the supermarket checkout counter or for us to be hounded by photographers and autograph seekers. But if you must know, my right side's the better side. No, my friends. The challenge is simply this: to be intentional. That is, to have the intention in everything that we do and are, by the witness of our lives and the words of our mouth, to help others find Jesus. In these last few days, in magazines and all over the internet, countless editorials have been written about the year that has just concluded, including things that have gone wrong and what needs to happen in years to come for things to be better. In one of the editorials that I read, the author wrote that perhaps one of the most disturbing trends in the past 15 years can be summed up in this phrase: they forgot the mission. The author applies this phrase, "they forgot the mission," to Congress and business leaders, leaders in the church, and you name it. I want to suggest that this is an excellent expression for us to reflect on as Christians so we don't forget the mission. It is certainly appropriate for elders and deacons, professors, and other leaders of the church to reflect on it. Still, it is also relevant for all of us as members of the body of Christ, God's church, to always keep in front of us the mission of a disciple. And the mission of a Christian disciple is this: to know Jesus and to make him known, so that we can be and build courageous, authentic Christ followers. To have his light shine in us and through us, not just 1 hour a week, but in everything that we do and say, what we are and what we have. We must be intentional every day, wherever we go, into whatever situation, by witnessing with our lives and by the words of our mouths, to be stars and to point people to Christ. That right there is what a Christian star does. That right there is what a biblical and godly star does. And that was what Mother Teresa's intention was. This is why she left such an incredible impact on the world in which we live. She was, to use one of the expressions of the Apostle Paul in the Bible, we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Hundreds of years before Mother Teresa, there was another star that God used to single-handedly, not in legend, but in fact, convert an entire country to Christ. That country was Ireland, and his name was Patrick. And among many things that Patrick is famous for, one of the greatest is a prayer. Patrick prayed every morning at the start of his day. It is a prayer of a godly star. And I would suggest that we would consider using that prayer both as a congregational family and as individuals throughout this year, which has just begun. The prayer goes like this. Christ be beside me. Christ be before me. Christ be behind me, King of my heart. Christ be within me. Christ be below me. Christ be above me, never to part. Christ on my right hand, Christ on my left hand, Christ all around me, shield in the strife. Christ in my sleeping, Christ in my sitting, Christ in my rising, light of my life. Christ be in all the hearts thinking about me. Christ be in all the tongues telling of me. Christ be the vision in eyes that see me, in ears that hear me. Christ be my all. Amen. Friends, may the witness of our lives and the words of our mouths, like the Star of Bethlehem, like John Calvin, like Mother Teresa, like Patrick, help lead people to Jesus, the only way to salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, Amen. Let's pray. Christ be beside me. Christ be before me. Christ be behind me, King of my heart. Christ be within me. Christ be below me. Christ be above me, never to part. Christ be on my right hand. Christ be on my left hand. Christ all around me, shield in the strife. Christ in my sleeping, Christ in my sitting, Christ in my rising, light of my life. Christ be in all the hearts thinking about me. Christ be in all the tongues telling of me. Christ be the vision in eyes that see me, in ears that hear me. Christ be my all. Amen.